Kumbit est une coopérative de travail qui essaye d'aider les petites organisations ou les particuliers à se réapproprier leur communication par l'hébergement de courriels et de sites web, ainsi que par la création de sites web. Si c'est votre désir, contactez-nous à kumbit.org ou par courriel à info@kumbit.org. kumbit.org. On n'est pas sur Facebook.
Jessica is thrilled to announce the theatrical release of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardot. The film opens on June 17 in 4 theaters in Montreal: Cinéma Public, Cinéma du Musée, Cinémathèque Québécoise, and Cinéma Moderne, with the director and special guests in attendance at select screenings. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects history to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. This release is co-presented by Desta Black Youth Network, Tyndale St. George's Community Center, Canteen Bergs, and Makisia Solo. For more information and tickets, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
It's summertime. Time to hit the road. Hit that Trans-Canada Highway. Past the nation's capital, past the sleepy cows, and into the peaceful pastures of Wakefield, Quebec. For the first time ever, Swanee Paralpopolo presents a day of revelatory offerings in an historic farmhouse, Fairburn House, bordering the Gatineau River in Wakefield. Saturday, June 25th, music begins at 3:30 p.m. On the bill, Swanee Heartstoppers Esmarine, Willie Mitchell, Nada Al-Shazli, and Eliza Caution. For tickets, directions, camping, and all the 411, go to swanieparalpopolo.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Cause I know I'm not the one.
So today is just a day. Gonna make it for today. We'll deal with tomorrow when it
It's love, it's love, it's love. everybody's gay.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. What's up, Montreal? First of all, I want to take a moment to apologize for the wait, but you know what they say, good things come to those who wait, and I'm always good. Welcome back to the Ask Miss Chris Show, Season 2, Episode 2. Today, as I mentioned, it's going to be a best friend episode. I have my girl Santa coming through in about a moment. But before we get into the nitty-gritty and the real situation, the tea, into what happened last weekend, where I stepped out of order in order to bring in the order. And like I said, happy birthday, but I'd do it again. So let me tell you about my week. First of all, I want to give several shout-outs because I had an amazing week. I started my week with an amazing spa experience. Now, that might be surprising to a lot of you at home, but I've never been to a spa. You know, I pride myself to being a woman of a certain lifestyle, you know, une femme de qualité, but I've never been to a spa. And this was a queer spa called Healing Resistance Bodywork. So you can find them on Instagram, right? Healing.resistance.bodywork. They were amazing. The experience, honey, I fell asleep. I literally fell asleep. I forgot. I think it was Mana that gave me the massage. Honey, Mana gave me a foot massage with a foot bath. And you know, I like my feet to be taken care of. This was a situation. This was a moment. And then after that, the next day, honey, I had a whole body week. You would think I went to Colombia or something. After the spa, the next day, I had my first pole dancing class, which was something. You know when they tell you that stripping is a sport? Well, these girls deserve to be, you know, they really do deserve to be at the Olympics. Because, honey, I thought I was a strong girl. I thought I had some kind of a body on me. You know, I thought I always prided myself to be somewhat of a new age Wonder Woman. You know, I like to be the girl carrying big boxes and 6-inch heels. You know, it adds to the glam effect. But, hunty, Miss Sugar worked me to the bone. I came out, but she also will give you a good stretching moment. Because one thing I'll give her about her. First of all, 420 friendly. So you come in with your weed, you come in with your whatever, you know, you get real smoked, you get real lit. You still have to listen. And she's an amazing teacher. She's an amazing dancer, performer. Pay attention to her work. Go follow her. You know, you can find her, Sugar the Vixen. Her Instagram is a different handle, but just type Sugar, S-U-G-G-A-H, the Vixen, and you'll find her. After that, you know, I already talked to you last week about all the events. I was at Unicorn X Mural. Shout out to the Unicorn crew. You girls did it again. It was an amazing time. Even though I was under the rain, you girls had no power over that. But the show, honestly, for somebody like me, because knowing me, I would have left. You know me, I don't do with the rain. My name is not Selena Gomez, A Year Without Rain. And I am not Missy Elliott. But actually, I am Missy Elliott because I cannot stand the rain. Now, I stood under the rain and I enjoyed the show. The last performer, I'll tell you on my Instagram, but the last performer, honey, I didn't know the songs, but I was vibing. And what I like about the songs is that they were catchy. If you give me a song that I can get to the lyrics in about a minute, honey, you won. I'm buying. So it was an amazing show. And then, last but not least, Spiral, the after party. Once again, the Unicorn girls, you girls were fucking it up. And even though it was a different kind of crowd and whatever, different people that organized it, I think it was another person, Miss Delano. I want to give a fucking shout out to Miss Delano. I love you, girl. Thank you. And also everybody that tipped the go-go dancers, including myself. Thank you. We love you. This is why we do it. We do it because we love the vibe. We love the crowd. But we also love the applause. And we love the money. So thank you. Coming up this week, though, another bunch of amazing parties. Like I said, last episode, we had Chimbitas. And I will be the one hosting. Yes, yes, yes. I'll be on stage. Catch me there. You can also tip me. Get me a drink. You know, slide me a kiss. Everything with consent. Except for the money. There's no consent and money, honey. Give me the money. But for Carte Noire, after that, the next day on Friday, we have House of Barbara with Sana and Imani. All of it provided and facilitated by Mother L and the Soigny Per Il Popolo people. We're just going to have an amazing time. And I might sound a bit jittery to you guys at home, but I will have to be honest. And I think Sana knows where I'm going with this. But I have been, yeah, you can tell, girl, I think they know you're here by this time.
What up?
So
Sana's here.
Sana's here, the one and only. So basically, before we take this little break so I can really gather my emotions, because I just got amazing news. Without jinxing it too much, I am very happy to say that you will most likely see me on your TVs here in Quebec. Yes, honey, I won't say much, but let's say I got the role. That's all you need to know. I got the role. So pay attention to your TVs this maybe fall, summer, spring, summer, who knows, but I'll be there. Now I'm gonna go on this little break that I mentioned so I can get this glass of water and perhaps bubbly so I can do my bubbly moment of the show. But listen, this is the one and only Miss Chris with the one Sayana. And only Sayana. Let's play Brandy Best Friend for a moment. This was the one and only vocal bible, Miss Brandy, Aquarius Queen. Now, ladies, gentlemen, and NBs, and anything else that doesn't stand, let's get into it. Sayana.
Chris.
Girl, you had me stepping out of order last week, and you know I don't
Did
do
I?
That. You, girl, first of all, before we get into it, I just want to point out about myself. That if you know Miss Chris, if you know me, even though I'm on the radio talking about everybody's business and their mamas, I still like to mind my own. I still like to mind my own business and pay the business that pays me. But sometimes you do have to, I believe sometimes you have to take a stand and stand up for somebody or something. Now, let's give them a little back context as to what happened. So, Sana, do you want to like just tell them what they need to know about the whole situation?
So, I can't believe I have to do this right now. Okay. So, first of all, like, the episode is definitely about, like, friends mm-hmm. and stepping into, like, you know, not necessarily drama, but, like, situations that normally, like, friends don't necessarily step into.
Exactly.
But sometimes, you know, shit is needed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was at the club and, you know, I saw an ex of mine.
Yeah.
We won't give out any names.
No.
And so, basically... we've been broken up for a little bit now, and there's this kind of back and forth where sometimes we see each other at the club and we just kind of do too much. And you know, Chris being my best friend, she knows the ins and outs of the situation, and obviously she wants the best for me. And when, you know, you're at the club, you're on alcohol, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you get loose of that promiscuous juice, child. You get loose. Stuff happens. The next morning, you're like, what the fuck did I do? Like, why did I? But, you know, so Miss Chris was trying to prevent me regretting anything that I do that at that night, you know?
You know, I don't even know if it was more so preventing perhaps the situation or just preventing. Just give me 1 second, because I feel like there's something perhaps with my headphones. Yeah, way better. I always tell you guys at home, if I can hear myself speak, I can know what I'm saying better. But anyways, I don't think it was more so me trying to prevent a situation, but I think it was more so me trying to, I don't know, just because, you know, I'm big on common sense. I'm big on common sense. And, you know, because you did see your ex, but we also have to point out that your ex came to see me before you even got to the club. Because thing is, I've known the ex also before, I think, before I even met Santa like that. I knew him from just running around. We knew people in common, whatever. So I knew the guy. So he comes to me, you know, this is no stranger to me. And he comes to me, asks me if Santa is going to be here tonight. And maybe should he stay away? Should he, what should he do? Is she going to be fine? And my thing is, first of all, you never introduced me in those situations, sir, to begin with. This is the first time that I ever hear you trying to involve me in those, and you're canoodling with my sister. Had you asked me what I thought a long time ago, you would have known where I stand.
And, you know, we fought at the club. Like,
you guys fought at the club and everything, and I never got involved. I don't, you know me. Up until, the, you know.
Listen, I think it wasn't, like, horrible. It's just, like you know, sometimes I feel like when you have strong connection with people, like, sometimes it's really hard to let shit go. When toxicity comes back and comes back, you know, you have to, like, take a stand to, like, the toxicity or whatever. But the thing is, you know, obviously I make my own choices. But my friends can see the pattern. And as friends, you know, you have to kind of be there for your friends. And when you see this kind of back and forth all the time, which even I feel stupid when I'm seen, you know, canoodling, like, with him at the club, because it's like, where did I find it last time? Was the shit not saying they were not together? And then we're fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, doing something. Anyways, Miss Chris has to step in. And you can tell the rest of the story. Because he came to you.
He came to me, and he came to me, a man to a woman, I guess. Or a man to the sister, what, to the sister-in-law or some sort. Sister-in-law of canoodling in cahoots. So the man comes to me and he's like, oh, is Santa going to come, whatever. And I'm like, listen, yeah, she's coming. And he's like, should I stay away? I'm like, listen, I don't think Santa cares that much about what you do in this very moment. What I do know is maybe you guys should stay clear of each other. I mean, you didn't come together, so why should you be speaking to each other? And then he agreed. Big emphasis on the fact that he agreed. We had both agreed on the fact that both of you were going to stay clear.
And he's older than me.
And he's older also. And, you know, you guys already had that, I think it was the last episode of season one, the is age but a number. And we talked about it. Certain things I can understand from a 21-year-old. But if you're dating somebody that's, let's say, 10 years younger than you, I refuse to see you get down and stoop to the level of arguing about petty things and go back into toxic behaviors that are so petty in nature with somebody that's 10 years young. Because I will take that from a 21-year-old. But I would hope that somebody dating someone, somebody 21 dating somebody that's 10 years older than them would get some type of light, some type of sense about it. And I understand we're all, we all have different journeys. But the fact remains. So the man came to me and everything asking me if Santa, and I told him what I thought. Both of you guys should steer clear. Fast forward, because I was go-go dancing. Shout out to Spiral. Everything was spiraling that night, honey. So I'm go-go dancing at Spiral and we're about to come back because I have a little set to finish. And we see Miss Sayana and the man going down the flight of stairs, cahoots is the word of the day, and cahoots, going down the flight of stairs like Thelma and Louise, escaping from the cops. Oh yes, I never saw people look down so quick. But once again, you know me, I mind my business. Santa is a grown woman. I always say my friends will do what they want to do at the end of the day. I can only but give my advice. So I go up, I go dance and whatnot, and then I hear from my other sisters, I hear from Imani, you know, our fellow House of Barbara sister, and our good brother Lou, and then situation is that they're still together. Now, mind you, I'm go-go dancing. And as I'm listening to this, I'm shaking my ass perpendicular. my head down, my ass in the air, because I'm trying to listen to the entire story. Now I come back up. I'm like, you mean to tell me they're still together in these bathrooms?
It's been like 2 hours. Like
it's been like a good 25 minutes maybe, because I've been on that damn podium for 20 minutes. So I literally got off the damn stage, left my damn top there, walked shirtless holding whatever tits I have to myself. And if you know me, I always like to refer to my tits situation as a little Aaliyah situation. I don't have much. I don't have much, but it sits nice. Thank you. So I'm coming down. Here I am doing some investigative work in the bathroom, asking people which one of the bathroom stalls has been closed the longest. Nobody knows. Here I am squatting in a miniskirt, and a fucking miniskirt with a thong, mind you. I'm squatting, and what do I see? A man taking a number two. I know this is not Sayana. I raised up so quick. Definitely not my friend. Thank you, everybody. So I go out, and I finally see Sayana and that man outside smoking. So, you know, I see them smoking. Perfect. I want a cigarette, too. Sayana, give me your cigarette. Thank you. No, you can give it to me up the stairs. Thank you. And we go up, and we're just chatting because, you know, this is nonsense, whatever. But what really got to me is when he came back to you, he's about to say bye to you or something, and he sees that Sayana still has his jacket, but the jacket belonged to his family member, his mother, I think. And I hear the fact that the jacket belonged to the mother. No, 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 no. This is not the notebook. No, 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 no. I turned around so quick and I said, I quote, oh, no, no, no. Keep your jacket. I have one for her. We're good. I have a jacket for her. And it could have been left at the jacket. It could have been left there. I was already stepping out of order. This jacket was not for me. Who am I to tell her to give the jacket back? I'm not your mother. However, I'm not dumb. I'm far from dumb. I know the pattern. I know the stories and I know how it goes. So when you're trying to play this little game about, oh, I'll keep my jacket, I'll take it tomorrow. I told him, no, 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 no. She don't need to get it from you. I live closer to her than you do. I have a jacket for her. Meanwhile, that's a lie. I barely had a jacket to myself, let alone Sayana. All I knew is she was not leaving with that man's jacket.
Yeah.
And the moral of the whole thing of the show is the fact that this got to a point where it was not a screaming match, but I'm a stern lady, and he is a man with an opinion. And I'm not known to back down, and I'm not known to argue with men. I said what I said is my favorite catchphrase. And I did said what I said in that moment. And it's the fact that it was a constant back and forth, and I did feel so out of line. And you know me, I apologized several times to him. And it was, you know, I apologized. And it was his birthday, you told me, right?
Yeah, it was his birthday.
I wished him happy birthday, but I said I'd do it again.
But I totally get your point of view. Honestly, I think it was stupid. And at the same time, I think when you overdo it and constantly people are in the middle, not in the middle because no one was in the middle, but always witnesses everything. Mm. I think like it's okay for best friends to kind of intervene. And he did tell me he respected a lot, like what you did and, you know, all of that. And, you know, he's not like a horrible person. I also want to say that, like, he's a really good person. Like He's not a horrible person. It's more, it's really about the subject. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he was respectful.
None of us was cursing. Nobody. Like I told you guys, I know the man. This is no stranger. We all know him. Yeah. Nobody was cursing. I don't curse. No.
We know each other. It's just, it's to bring it. I'm saying this backstory. And child, y'all better give me a round of applause because, bitch, I'm being comfortable right now. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Spilling your own stories out.
Spilling my tea. Y'all are getting the inside scoop.
You better come and ask Miss Chris to tell your business.
Honey, the weekend was, you know, very fruitful.
Fruitful and eventful.
But, yeah, I think, like, it's okay for best friends to step into stuff like that, especially if there's, like, a pattern and if there's, you know, like, I don't know, like, it's just like also he came to talk to you before knowing you're my best friend.
And I told him.
Knowing that I would probably either like end up with him that night or, and knowing that it's not okay for, I don't know. Child.
And that's my thing for people at home. If ever, because I also, let me give you, you know, it's time for the gospel moment of the day. Let me give you my gospel. My friend's man is only my friend up until he's not hers no more. Meaning,
period.
As comfortable, as lovely, as eventful and fruitful that little friendship we might have, if I did not know you beforehand, and if I met you through my friend, the end of you will be the end of us. I will still say hi to you. I'm not rude. I'm not forgetful. I know who you are. I'll still say hi. I'll give you two kisses. I'm from Montreal. Ça va?
Exactly.
No worries. But we will not continue some type of long lost writer friendship. No. And that's the thing with people. You have to understand that you cannot be so comfortable with your significant other's friends.
Mm-hmm.
What is this about?
Mm-hmm.
What is this? I do not understand. Because my thing is, I never got that comfortable with him like that. To the point that after all I saw, witnessed, and heard, you still never knew me to go speak to him directly about your situations.
But also, that was a bit complicated because, you know, there was a backstory. Like,
always,
I love my partners, or I'm not polyamorous, but, you know, mm-hmm. partners in general in life to have some kind of, like, relationship with my friends in a sense, like, you know, even, like I actually love that, and it's really important for me because, you know, my relationship before, I think everyone didn't necessarily like him, and it was not a personal thing. It was more just like, shit, your actions are hurting my friend, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And it's like constantly a game of like push, like me pushing him away and him knowing how in the club, you know, it's a vulnerable space.
It's like, a vulnerable space, and it's a vulnerable space, and it's, you really hit the hammer on the nail on the hammer. Which both ways, you hit it both ways, honey. It's exactly that, because my thing is just the fact that it was in the club and that it was in public for everybody to witness. I'm just
literally, and you know, like that shit, I'm every time some shit like that happens, I'm so embarrassed because, like,
and I get it,
girl, how I was I spotted it? Like, how?
And I did that for the both, thinking of it, I think I did that for the both of you.
Yeah, and yes, for him too, because he looks crazy doing that.
I remember, because that's exactly why I told him, that stands for her and you. It's not going to work.
Especially y'all moments in the bathroom, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, and bees, and people everywhere else in the world that are listening, let me tell you what happened for the round two.
was the round one. That was the round two.
Outside, when I got that damn singer from her, was the round one. But then Sir had to come for me. You know how men love conversating. Men love giving their opinions.
And he's an air sign. Gemini,
oh, he's an air sign. So. You know, they have a lot of one. They have a lot of those opinions. Shout out to the Geminis. You have a lot of opinions. Gemini season, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
You have a lot of opinions. We love to hear it. But as a Taurus, I always tell you guys, I stand. What if we're arguing, and I told you something 30 minutes earlier, 30 minutes later we'll stand. I said what I said. What I said 30 minutes ago, I'll say it 30 minutes later. And that's exactly what I told him. Comes back to me and tries to make a point that, you know, I understand your protectiveness and I really appreciate that because that shows how much you care for her. But, you know, Sana is a grown woman. She can make her own decisions. And that's when I lost it. Because you will not be in the bathrooms in front of everybody acting as if I'm trying to mother my sister. Are you crazy? I'm the friend that lets my girls do whatever they want because at the end of the day, it's not... What can I do?
You know, but at the end of the day, imagine, like, I... Honestly, I'm going to be fucking honest here. Like, I would probably have ended up back to
exactly, exactly, and he knew that because literally he knew.
And you know, I would have regretted it
exactly because, and that's the fact that the both of you knew it because before we even got into the round two, let's just take it back, segue to the round one, round one. So basically, when the jacket talk was going on and everything, it was all a damn. It was almost him passing the jacket to Sana, me snatching it back, giving it to him, and him. But it was almost like that. It was literally a game of charade, and then here comes this man. He's like, oh, but. We all know, like, this is not about the jacket. This is about the after.
And honestly, I was drunk. I was literally looking at him. She was looking at him, and I was looking at him, like, saying, shut the fuck up. Like, putting, my hands, like, saying, like, don't speak, because I did not even want my friends to know that we talked about going to his place after. I was like, wait, you can't just say I said that I was actually going to your place after because, like, they can't know that.
Full nonsense.
Oh,
and that's,
God, I was so embarrassed.
And that's when I really knew I was really I'm telling you, in cahoots. Thelma and Luis and the flesh. Yeah, I'm telling
you. Very discreet. And we're so always discreet. We're like two little rats in the club.
Let me tell you something. So discreet. It was giving JFK and Marilyn. You know how we never saw them on a picture together? That's how they look coming down the stairs. You wouldn't think they were coming down together, but they were holding hands. That's how discreet they were, honey. It looked like they were holding hands with strangers. Ridiculous. And when he told me it's about the after, that's when I lost it because I'm like, so this is what is going on. This is a whole, you're in cahoots with her. And I told him, I said, and you know me, because Sana knows me because over the years she has learned to see me and, you know, and everything. I'm rarely at a loss of word. oh, honey, we will talk. We will go back to it. And I told him, I said, ah, well, see, that's why she should get the jacket from me. Mind you, I don't have a jacket from her. That's why she should get the jacket from me, because I, you know what? If she gets it from me, there will be no after. There's not going to be any after with me because I live so close to the house. I can roll out of my window and get it back.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I had to be so... I was discreet with my innuendos because he knew what I was implying.
Yeah.
Without me saying that I'm not letting you give her that jacket because I know you guys are going to do what after.
And I think you said with your words, I'm not going to let her go home with you.
Yeah, I said, I literally said, Sana can do whatever she wants to do as of tomorrow morning. But as of tonight, as I'm in here in this club, shirtless, speaking to you in the very moment, she's not coming home with you. No, not tonight. I'm telling you she's not coming. Happy birthday, though. But she's not coming home with you. And the fact that he even tried to bring up the birthday. I said, well, sir, there's a birthday every year. What's going to be the excuse next year?
But, you know, like, I think, like, the point of the episode, Loki, like, because honestly, I know some people feel that best, like, friends should not be involved, like, at all.
Yeah. And I was one of those girls for the longest.
But, like, when do you think it's appropriate for, like, when do you think it's, like, the moment where you're like, okay, shit, like.
Yeah. And my,
you know what I mean?
And my defense, like I said earlier, I think when you start bringing your significant other, other's friends into it. Because I see a lot of people that, you know, they go vent to a friend that they made through their partner. And that's a big no-no.
That's a fucked up shit.
You, exactly. You don't do that. Go vent to your own friends. Vent to your mother. If you don't have friends, I don't know. Get a therapist. But you can't just be mixing and muddying the waters like that.
Yeah, go to your own friends.
Go to your own friends. So that's when I believe if you're getting people at home, and also call us, 514-448-4013, if ever we have 9 minutes left. Sorry for the late once again, for the lateness once again, guys. But, you know, the girls are working. But, yeah, so I believe if you're getting brought up by the other person into it, then all bets are off.
Yeah.
All bets are off, because if he didn't want my opinion, he wouldn't have asked it in the first place.
Yeah, he asked you in the first place. And, what about you? Yeah, I really want to know, me?
Mm-hmm. Would you have got, if tables had turned, and because you never got involved with any of my, you're always very stern when you tell me, but you never got involved with any nigga that I've been with.
No, because I don't think it was like that.
True.
That, you know what I mean?
That's very true.
I don't think it was that, like, it would have been weird if I would have said that.
Yeah.
It would have been fucking weird.
That's like, true.
You know me, I'm big defender of my friends. So I know I have, if you do some shit, if you cross my goal, you better expect the same energy, bitch.
Exactly.
Because this is, and like you said, I understand that people want to stay friends and, you know, all of this. I'm just like you said earlier, if you're breaking up with my girl, honey, our friendship is not going past that period. It's a respect thing. It's not even like, and like you said, being cordial is so fine. And like, even like saying like, how are you? What's up? Blah, blah, blah.
We can still have amazing chit chats when you see me in the club. No issues with me on that. But people need to respect boundaries. There's so many boundaries that people don't understand. We live in a real world. This is the real world. Stop being tender queers and thinking that we can all be friends after a breakup because we love each other and this is a community. Stop it. I'm here to tell you no.
Me, I always say that to all my ex. I'm like, I'll try to be friends with you, but I don't think I'll be friends with you.
Yeah, and there's once I break up,
exactly. Why? If honestly, I do commend people that stay friends. I think like it's always good to try to be on the best terms with your ex.
Yeah.
Communicate. Speak, but sadly it doesn't always get there, and that's fine also. I think both are fine,
but also there's also, we have to, when it's the latter, you also have to be careful not to fall in a pattern,
because
when it's not working, honey, it is not working. And people at home, I really want you to understand one thing: when it's not working, it's not working. It's simply not working. You can put it sideways, upside down, left to right, right to left, cha-cha slide, horizontally. It's not going to work.
Do you believe in chances?
Chances? Well, you know what? Celine Dion has an amazing song called Taking Chances. And that's what I'll say about it. I believe in chances, but I also do believe in certain things. When there's a pattern, you shouldn't be giving chances to a pattern.
Yeah. No, a pattern, yeah.
You know, and chances in general, I'll give you a chance. It's like in court, depending on what you did. Certain things, I shouldn't even give you a chance because that's something you should have known.
Yeah.
Should have known. And especially if you were in cahoots, word of the day, in cahoots, plotting, scheming, lying, because you wanted to do what you wanted to do behind my back because we're in a relationship, whatever. Honey, there's no chances.
But I also do want to say thank you, by the way.
Oh, baby, always.
In the sense, like, I'm coming, like, honestly, I'm over, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I broke up. I'm, like, over it. It's not even about, like, keeping, no, you know what I mean? But, you know, when you're drunk, when you're intoxicated, and he, you know, again, I really don't want to paint him as, like, a guy that was, like, taking advantage of me. Like,
once again,
we
guys.
Talked. We,
it like, was just a relationship that didn't work. The exactly, two of them. I told him the two. It was coming from both sides.
Yeah. So it's not like that. I'm just taking this example because this weekend you you did intervene and it had never happened. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was like pretty, you know, intense for the moment. Like I was looking around like, oh shit, this is not going down.
I was so embarrassed. But you know me, I will not back down because I said what I said.
At some point, I think I should have expected it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I would do the same thing for my girls. So. Yeah. And again, it's like, thank you, because I probably would have ended up, you know, at his place. And then,
over a damn jacket.
You know, you're just like, and I don't know, like, guys are vraiment, il y a certains gars très entreprenants, quoi, mm-hmm. genre, tu vois.
Oui, oui, oui.
And I love that about a guy, but, you know, it's easy to fall for it if they're reaching for it.
Honey, you can enterprise a lot of things, but enterprises often fall. But,
But yo, I want to hear people, like, what do right? people at home think about, like, best friends?
Or have you ever had to step into your friend's situations? That's one thing, because it's so, when you hear about it, you're always like, oh my God, that's so messy, right? Because I know people that were around, a lot of people were probably are uncomfortable.
Yo.
People look
probably
very
like, what the fuck is going on? And I get it. Like, if they don't know, like, backstories, we're literally going to look all insane, the three of us.
It looked like Jersey Shore. It looked like
and
Jersey
I was
Shore.
I was drunk as fuck looking around with a big smile. I had like the biggest smile on my face just because I was so uncomfortable. I was like, bitch, just smile and nod and sip on your fucking tequila soda.
The situation that keeps on giving. Every time somebody said something else, either me or him had to add something else.
And everyone was like silent in the room, like, what is going in public on the stairs in front of a club? Can you believe? But this being said, if the boy is listening, all right, let's just stop this,
right?
Let's just, you know,
I'm sitting here quiet because I believe I said enough. But happy belated once again, my love. Happy belated. Like I told you, I've known you for too long for me to think of you lesser than. This is not about it. And like I told him and Sayana, I'd do it again with anybody else if the situation was the same. Because mm-hmm. that's one thing, before we end the show, that's one thing I want to bring up to you guys when it comes to this topic and what we maybe take out of it. I do believe that you should also mind your business. I always tell people, stay out of grown folks' business and relationships. Nothing ever good comes out of getting involved. Now, if your friend is in a deeply abusive relationship, of course, if you have the power and the resources to help them get out of it, you should. But if this is about two grown-ups getting into it together, honey, stay out of it. Stay out of it. It's a party of two, not three. All right? But, and it's a very strong but, you should always feel safe and the right to stand up for your friend. If you see that there's a slippery slope, if you see that it's something that might not lead well, you should be able to be vocal within the bounds of respect. Because I also want to point out, we both, me and him, had a lot of respect for each other and for Santa because we kept it casual and cordial and respectful in front of her and in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Don't go out. I don't want y'all to be out here cursing your friends, mm-hmm. husbands and wives in public like that. Don't do that. That's not a good look.
And like, we didn't have, you know, the time to talk about that. But there's, I think there's also a side of toxicity of friends in relationship and friends overstepping. And thank God this does not happen in our friends group. Like, I don't have any friends that would do that with me. No. If they would, bitch.
It's an issue.
It's an issue. But no, I think that that's another subject of like the topic of like friends that actually take way too much space and are way too comfortable. And child, we watched Players Club last night.
We watched Players Club
And honey,
last
that cousin.
Night. Ebony?
Walking Ebony. Around naked in front of the man knowing naked damn in front of well this man is trying doing. To hit.
But well, you know what, Sarah? I'm looking at the time and we only have 1 minute left. And I feel like we got so much lost because we were late. So listen, you guys, I might work something out soon and have Santa back eventually so we can dive deeper into something else or following this subject or whatever, bringing other people. But I just want to tell you thank you once again for tuning in. This will not be a custom. This was kind of crazy. Me and Santa, we You know what? We'll end the show on something very current and something very of the times. What's going on with the Uber and taxis in Montreal as of today?
There's none.
There's none. You would think nobody wants money. But shout out to the Uber, the taxi driver that we had. He was real cute. I have his Instagram. Allegedly, he's a musician. I don't know if he's a real musician, if he wants my number.
Or a rapper,
Or a rapper of some sort. But I'll play his music eventually. He was real cute.
And he's fine as
real
fuck.
Real sexy. But anyways, I'll see you guys next week. It's always love here. Love you. Bye.
96.3 FM. Bonsoir et merci d'être à l'écoute. Le mois de juin est le mois des fiertés et nous avons eu l'idée de le souligner en vous présentant des chansons de films et des thèmes de séries qui nous ont marqués. Je vous laisse écouter et je vous dirai les titres au retour. De cette manière, vous pourrez vous amuser à deviner ou vous rappeler de quel film ou série il s'agit. C'est parti!
And everyone is waiting, waiting on you. And you've got time. Think of all the roads. Think of all their crossings. Taking steps is easy. Standing still is hard. Remember all their faces. Remember all their voices.